Hey friends, this is Mario J. Radford. I'm the pastor of Growth Point Church, and this is our podcast. I pray that it connects, leads, and maybe introduces you to a growing and life-changing relationship with Jesus. Now let's go into the message.
And as I prepared for this message, I asked the Lord, what would he desire for me to speak along those lines? And he said that he would like for his people to dig deep. Dig deep and fully position yourself for him to have ownership over your life. Power and life are in our tongues, and what we say, we do. And how we act, we respond to. And the list goes on and on and on and on. I am the chief of all of those. I often, when it comes to treasure, finances, or whatever, I come from a line of government assistance. I was raised on government assistance, whether it was food stamps, Section 8 housing, whatever, I have had it. And so this is near and dear to me because I've been plowing through a mindset that I've carried for 20-something years. And so when I look at treasures and how we are good stewards, or how we become good stewards, as he was talking last week, I see it from a different light. And the way God has spoken to me is, in order to be good stewards, you got to allow God to be owner. And in order for you to allow him to be owner, you have to change how you say and how you perceive life. Many of you all probably came out of the same type of environment that I did. Many probably didn't, and many probably have adapted to their way of spending or the way that they control their finances through family members and generational things that you've learned over the years. But one thing we got to do is allow God to have ownership of it. We come in the church, we surrender, we be present, we all of that. But when it comes to our coins, no, God, you can't control those. Because I worked too hard for them. I did too much to get where I am. But God wants true ownership of it all, especially your coins. So what we got to do is learn how to stop speaking these type of things. I work so hard, but I can't get ahead. You know you done said it. I'm broke as a joke. You know you done said it. You don't understand my struggle. I always say it. If I don't work, we don't eat. You done told your kid that. You know you done told your kid, if I don't work, how you gonna eat? I done told my, oh, he gone, good. I don't have a pot to, and a window to throw it out. Come on, people of God, let's be real. You done said it. You done said it, and if you ain't said it, your grandmama said it. If your grandmama didn't say it, your great-great-grandmama said it. Somebody in your family said it. It's also, you say words like, I'm so broke, I can't pay attention. We say stuff like, the struggle is real. So that's like a new age term of what people say, the struggle's real. We also say things like, I gotta fake it to make it. And then we get deep with it. I was born to struggle. The devil is a liar. I wasn't born to struggle. I may start it off struggling, but greater that is in me than is he that is in the world. Jesus, I need you to come up in this area because I'm not struggling. We also say things like, try to make a dollar out of 15 cents. That was even in the song. Come on, y'all. Y'all know that's in the song. I don't remember which one, but it was. We say stuff like, I pay taxes into this government assistance, so who can say I don't deserve it? You come on off of it, okay? We also say, I need all my child support. I ain't gonna look at the parents. The single parents, I've been there. I know. And we may stay stuck because we never trust the ownership of God in our lives. Back in 2004, God was really dealing with me personally, and really, thank you. We stay stuck because we never trust the ownership of God. Yeah, minute behind, but I appreciate it. But back in 2004, I decided that I was gonna leave. I was a single parent of two. I was raised and raised mine on government assistance. But God came and unknowingly, I didn't know I was relinquishing ownership to him. He started doing some things in my life. And then he started to lay on my heart to move to Mississippi. I had just met my dad when I was 24 years old. So my family here thought that I had lost it. They said, "Why are you moving to Mississippi? You know they be killing us down there." They said stuff like, "It's the poorest state in the United States. Why would you take the kids down there when the education rate was horrible?" But I trust the ownership of God in my life. And in order for you to really trust the ownership of God in your life, as you are learning this thing as far as treasures, you have to block out the noise. The naysayers, the daysayers, because majority of the time, God is going to always do it opposite of what everybody else says. So I had to block it out, but then I was also fearful because Mississippi is, till this day, the poorest state in the United States. But what do you do when God takes you backwards in order to take you forwards? What do you do when God takes you down before he takes you up? Because when I got to the SIP, hardship became hard. I packed myself up, left with just my clothes and a two-door Saturn with my two babies. Our clothes were so packed I could only see their little faces. And I went to Mississippi, not knowing what I was gonna get into, not knowing what was waiting for me. But I can tell you that what was waiting for me, I endured as a good soldier. I positioned myself to receive God, and I struggled. I struggled severely because even today, 50 million people live under the poverty guideline. Where do you think the majority of those people are in our community? The urban community, the community that has had to pull themselves all the way up. How do we think that we're gonna make it easy, or is it gonna be easy for us to mentally break a poverty mentality if we don't allow the owner to have ownership over us? So I followed his leading to Mississippi. And as I got there, yeah, the struggle was real. I lived under the poverty guideline. I worked really, really hard for a little or nothing. And it was just me and my two kids. I thought that's what life was gonna be. I moved in with my dad and his wife, and I didn't even know what that looked like for me because I had never lived with anybody. I moved when I turned 18. Again, I signed up for subsidized housing. So I was out. So I'm having to revert back in order to go forward. What are you gonna do if God reverts you back in order to go forward? Because sometimes he does that. But little did I know what was in store for me in Mississippi. That's how I met Pastor Mario. He was inquisitive about a church member leaving and not telling nobody they left. So he's nosy, y'all know that. He's gone, so I can talk about him. So he called and he said, hey, how you leave and not tell folks you leaving? I said, because I'm grown and I can leave if I want to. Who gave you my number anyway? So, and he was just inquisitive. So I'm just sitting there trying to figure this thing out, struggling, trying to figure out how I'm gonna pay, take care of my kids. I only made enough to pay my car note. So I couldn't even move out of my parents' house. What do you do with your finances? Do you continue to complain? Man, it's hard. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this. I just need a job. I just trusted God. I positioned myself to trust him, to break a mentality that I carried so strong and for so long. I trusted God with my mind, my spirit, and my soul. And out of that came a husband, came a gift of me standing before you. You could have never told me I would be doing this. And out of that came a mentality we broke. Me and him walked together, breaking off monetary bondage that the enemy tried to keep us in, but we kept moving. We kept going. When we didn't even know our light bill, I mean, how we was gonna pay our light bill, we came on Tuesday nights worshiping God, and every time we left out of there, our light bill was paid, or somebody blessed us. Position yourself in the mindset that God can do what he needs to do in your life. Quit taking control over what you can't do anyway. You've been stuck for how long? How long will you hold on to what you can't control? We trusted him. While we were worshiping God, my husband's car was being repossessed. We continued to worship God in spirit and in truth. Are we where we want to be? Absolutely not. Because the earth's the Lord in the fullness. Because I know God got way more than this. But you don't bounce up and become big overnight. And when it gets hard, how long do you stay stuck? Or you just stay stuck wallowing? Oh my goodness, oh, these bills, this, that, and the other. Stay still and see the salvation of the Lord in your life. I ain't even gonna keep you too much longer, but I'm gonna give you some tools as to what you do in order to let God have full ownership. You change your language. Life and death is in what we say. So a man think it, so is he. If you want to stay in poverty, you keep thinking in a poverty mentality. If you want to stay stuck, you stay stuck. But it's not God's plan for your life. He wants to pull you out so you may pull someone else out. Do you want your generations upon generations upon generations to continue to stay in poverty? Absolutely not. We want to pull any and everybody out that we can, but we got to start with ourselves. I hope that you're writing this down. Change your language. If you continue to speak low, I'm sorry, you're going to stay low. If you continue to speak defeat, there's no victory. You have to speak those things as not as though they are. Even when you can't see it. I ride past houses all the time that I cannot afford, but God, you're going to put me in there one day. That I may not just be big over somebody else, but I may be able to host those that I love. Those that come into this church, those that I find, form relationships in, that's the purpose of it. It ain't about me. It's about what I feel like God is calling me to do. You have to change your language. Next, you have to affirm yourself. You have to know that what you say manifests itself. You have to speak to those situations and say, I know that my mama was on it. I know that my grandmother was on it, but Melody won't be in this no more. Amen. Melody will rise to the occasion. And that's what I'm telling you all. You have to rise up and break off things that you didn't even ask for. for. You didn't ask to be poor, broke, and disgusted, and busted, or whatever we all say. You were called for such a time as this. Rechannel your thinking. And only how you can affirm yourself is through God's word. And God's word is where affirmations come from. His word is loaded with things that will show you how to prosper. Be in good health as your soul prospers. So many times we come into church and we just like, we that dollar ministry. Let me give you a dollar in Jesus' name. But God turned that dollar into a surplus $1 million. No, ma'am. No, sir. That ain't going to happen. That dollar can't take you outside down the street. So what do you think about God? He wants us to be good stewards, but he wants ownership. So you don't spend frivolously. It's Christmas time, so your babies are going to be in the line to get the new J's. No, that's not God's purpose. So you to outdo everybody in the community. For what? Nobody cares, okay? We don't care. So affirm yourself. The last thing... No, that wasn't my last thing. I'm sorry. The next thing you should do is take action. Just do it. That's what Nike said. You got them on your feet. Just do it. Just do it. Just pour yourself out mentally, emotionally, and trust God with your life. You have to dig deep spiritually where God can transform your mind. You shall recover all and move into the right direction if you trust him. Trust his leading and his guidance. He has warned us to prosper. Not that you can all give all your money to the church. We don't need your money. We work. Amen. We don't need the money of others. But God does want his house to be blessed. And he does want us to prosper and not look more poor than the community. How does God's church look more poor than the ones outside of there? And we expect people to come in. It don't work like that. We have to transform our mind, y'all. We have to position ourselves, and then we have to be in a position where we can receive from God. Yeah. It takes years. It takes practice. It takes affirmation. It takes everything that you need to do in order to be able to do what it is that he's called you to do. Because again, it is not about you. Look outside your door. People are hurting. People are struggling. People need help. So what better place for you to be financially, mentally better by the ownership of God so you can reach back and bless somebody else? Every day I walk past homeless people as I go into my office. I know them by name now. James, what you want? No, I ain't buying you no liquor, but here, eat. So-and-so, I'm not buying you this, but eat. It's not about us, guys. It's not about us being able to stand and be with the prestige and show ourselves strong and mighty. It is to help somebody, draw somebody to Christ. He is doing something in all of us, but we got to be together fully. I didn't say perfect, together fully. Fully positioning our minds and our spirits to be good stewards of what he gives us. So that you can show your children and not take care of your adult children. There's no way your 22, 23-year-old should be leaning and depending on you. Get their grown tails out of that house and show them how to work. Show them how to do for themselves. Because they can. If you did, they can. Show them the way. The way. Not prep them for the way. Not pacify them for the way. Show them the way. And allow them to see you and what you do. Allow them to see you give back. Give to others. Serve others. Work with others. I'm always telling Miles, let's go. Where are we going? We're going to go get some shampoo to the nest. or we're going to go give some money to someone else. Because I want him to always see me giving back and not me always having my hand open. Giving back, not always having my hands open. And that's what we have to do if we're going to experience the treasure box. It's always interesting to me that we scream, holler, shout, jump, leap, and all kind of stuff. When people scream in prosperity, God has given me prosperity, and they go through all of that. But when it's time to have control mentally and emotionally, and for real level up in the ownership of God, you can drop a pen. Because it's challenging. It causes you to break out of your comfort zone. It causes you to break out mentally and be vulnerable. Yeah. We don't like to be vulnerable, because in our vulnerability, that's when we really expose what is in our hearts. But he wants it. Yeah. He desires for you to be fully everything that he has called you to be. My end of scripture is Exodus 19 and 5. It says, now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then all of the nations, you will be my treasure possession. Yeah. Although the whole earth is mine, the whole earth is God's, but your treasure only gonna come from him. So quit working so hard that you're trying to come up, and trust God with everything. Even those things you don't want to give up. We don't want to give up our money. We want to control that money. We want to go to the mall. We want to buy online. It is great to be cyber. What is it? Black Friday? All of Fridays. Please don't give your money to all them people. Because you got to live after the holidays. So I thank Pastor Mario for allowing us to have this space to even care enough about us to know at this particular time we either depressed by money or we're trying our best to get money so we can overdo what we really don't have to overdo. Let's be good stewards. Let's allow God full ownership as we move into a new year. Amen.
I want to take this time to thank you for your prayers, support, and generous giving that make this ministry possible. For more ways to connect, visit online at growthpointchurch.org. If you've enjoyed today's message, you can like, subscribe, share with your friends, or take a screenshot and share on your social stories and tag us at My Growth Point. Until next time, keep growing.